Welcome to Slice of Life, those few stolen moments out of your busy day devoted to food, fun, and my personal attempt to convince the USDA to make chocolate a food group. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz, foods writer, columnist for the Journal Gazette, and cookbook author. Today's recipe and topic of conversation is lemonade. If you were going to pick the perfect drink, other than water, to quench your thirst on one of those first hot, hot, hot days of spring or summer, who among us wouldn't choose lemonade? To all of you who said beer or wine, this is a G-rated show today. Everybody knows how to make lemonade, right? You squeeze a few lemons into a pitcher, add a little sugar, some water, some ice cubes, stir, and serve. Well, yes, sort of, but really, if you're going to make gourmet lemonade, you want to make it so it tastes exactly the same and right every single time, and it requires just a little more expertise. The proportions, 2/3 cup of sugar to 1 cup of water to 1 cup of lemon juice, is pretty standard. This ratio makes a fairly sweet lemonade. If you reduce the amount of sugar, obviously it's going to be a little tartar. The true trick to making a perfect lemonade is to start by making a simple sugar syrup. A simple sugar syrup is just sugar and water that has been cooked together. You place it into a small saucepan, heat it until the sugar dissolves, and it makes for a much better taste. You may find it a little strange that after saying that lemonade is the way to go, that I would suggest that sometimes if you're feeling a little daring, you might want to substitute limes for lemons. But truly, either way, you're going to get a great drink. The flavor of limes is just a little bit different and no less refreshing. I'm going to give you a couple recipes today because they're pretty quick and easy to use. Instead of pink lemonade, how about blue lemonade? You need 4 cups of water, 1.5 cups of sugar, 6 lemons, the juice and the zest, about 1/2 cup of blackberries, and 1/2 cup of blueberries. You want to heat the water and the sugar together until it dissolves. You heat it for an additional 4 or 5 minutes until it starts to thicken a little bit. You add the zest and the juice at that point in time. Let it cool to room temperature. You want to place the blackberries and the blueberries into a blender and puree it. Then you want to stir the berry mix into the lemonade mix. You want to cover and refrigerate for 2 to 3 hours. And if you don't like it so chunky, make sure that you really puree the berries and strain out the seeds. It'll serve about 6 people. You can also make honey limeade, which is one of my favorite summer drinks. You need 5 cups of water, 1 cup of lime juice, 2/3 cup of sugar, and about 2 tablespoons of honey. All you really need to do is pour everything into a pitcher, stir it up, cover and refrigerate, serve over ice. It serves about 6. Thanks for listening to Slice of Life. I'm your host, Eileen Goltz. As always, I welcome any comments and column suggestions you might have. If you missed the recipe, you can find it on the web at nipr.fm or email me at ezTlog, that's just Goltz backwards, at gmail.com. You can catch up on my columns in the Journal Gazette at jg.net. This is Eileen Goltz. As always, I encourage you to eat dessert first.